You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 30%. That's roughly how far AMC Entertainment's stock rallied on Monday after a report that the troubled movie theater company had held talks to sell itself to Amazon. The coronavirus pandemic has been tough on not just movie theater chains like AMC, but also restaurants, cruise ships, and pretty much any place people go in groups. But some movie theaters are faring better than others. Analysts have named IMAX and Cinemark as two theater chains that could hold up well during the coronavirus lockdowns, since both had plenty of cash at the end of 2019. AMC, on the other hand, had only enough cash on hand to last around 4 months, according to MKM Partners. And its stock is down almost 30% this year, even after Monday's rally. The next number up is $4 billion. That's the size of a deal between beauty company Coty and private equity firm KKR announced on Monday. As part of the deal, Coty will spin out several of its professional beauty and retail hair care brands into a standalone company. The brands include Clairol, OPI, and Wella. The new venture will be majority owned by KKR, which will also get two board seats at the new company. Coty will get $3 billion in cash out of the deal. Mergers and acquisitions have been in a deep freeze since the coronavirus sell-off hit markets in March. This deal is a sign of life, and should help Coty cut more costs, executives said. The cosmetics company has already suspended its dividend until April of next year. Investors didn't seem too excited about the deal, however. Coty's shares fell 8% on Monday, and KKR's fell 1%. Our last number is 10%. That's how far Under Armour's stock fell yesterday after the retailer reported disappointing first quarter results. The athletic clothing company lost $1.30 per share during the quarter. Even after adjustments, it lost 34 cents per share, a much steeper loss than Wall Street expected. Retailers have been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, and at least two major names, J.Crew and Neiman Marcus, have already filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Under Armour has a ways to go before it would need to restructure its debt. But the retailer shares are down 58% this year. And with professional and amateur sports canceled and stores closed, investors don't seem optimistic. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.